degrees. You can feel it's warmer and muggier this morning. That heat index of 100 degrees. Keep yourself hydrated. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Kevin Boone in the studio again for our Mayor Sherry Sullivan. Is she out of town?
She is out of town at a mayor's conference. I don't know where, but she'll be back.
Okay, very good.
She had to leave last night. As a matter of fact, she had to miss the meeting.
Oh, no. Okay. Meeting in regular session at 6 with the work session at 4:30. We talked about a tree at Bayview Park, a lovely ancient oak that has termites. It was on the work session, and it was on the agenda to spend about $9,500 to see if tree service could save it. How did that go?
Actually, first I'd like to say hello to all the listening in Fairhope.
Good to be here.
Not a problem.
Let's do the official welcoming. Sorry.
Not a problem.
Thank you for your time.
It's good to be here, Lori. Okay. Always good. The tree's located on Bayview, just north of the, I call it the residential, the last of the residential areas on the west side of Bayview.
It'd be kind of like overlooking the duck pond area. Is that a good description?
Yes,
because I've had a couple people ask me, where is that?
It's pretty much a sole oak. It's pretty much the only one that's there that's that big out there, and it's been there. My grandmother's house was right across the street from that tree, and I made mention of this last night. I have been around that tree most of my life and spent my living taking down trees in the construction field, but I did feel very bad about that tree possibly losing that tree. And there's a shear on one of the limbs. If you look at that tree, it's got several large limbs branching out from it, and one of them is getting ready to shear. And it could have come from Sally, but it was just noticed and found, and it's going to cost about $9,000. Basically, they're going to wrap it and try to squeeze it back where it'll graft back. I asked this last night, to try to heal back and give it some strength to hold that from shearing off, that limb from shearing off.
Okay, so it wasn't termites? I think Fairhope Times.
No, I think what happened was
someone reported termites.
Right, the termites have found their way into it after all that. They can be treated, and we're going to try to basically squeeze the tree back and where it'll graft back and where it'll hold its own.
And what if you cut the sheared part off? Would that kill the tree?
I'm not an arborist, but I would think that it would damage the tree to where the barking system of going all the way down to the bottom of the tree, I think, would be too severe for the tree to survive, yes.
Okay. So we're going to try to save it.
We're going to give it a go.
Good. That was discussed in the work session and then voted upon in the meeting. Anything else that you want to mention from the work session? I'm seeing road annexation, acceptance, and maintenance concerning some property on Scenic 98 that was the county. Now it's going to become the city's.
The county has a lot. I should say a lot, but they have several roads they'd like for the city to take over, and the city always requires the county to put them back in first-class shape before we take them. And one of those was Nelson Road off of 98. And a little bit of flooding issue down there, but the flooding problems we have are already ours because it is in the city limits of City of Fairhope, but the road's in the county, so we thought it would be apropos to go ahead and just take over the streets. The streets are in fine shape, first-class shape, and we're not going to take on any more problems by taking on over the street.
So Scenic 98 at Nelson, that's past the Legion there on the left.
It's just past the Legion on the left.
Okay.
At the
used to be a gas station there many years ago, and now it's something else.
An eatery. Actually, it's an eatery.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mr. Robert Brown's eatery, I think.
That's right. How's he doing?
Doing very well.
In the council agenda itself, there was a final adoption of a couple of zoning amendments. Did those pass? The Dowsey property, I believe.
Yes, they did.
And the Wise.
All four.
Property.
I think there's four of those, and all four of them passed without a hitch. They've been talked about several weeks in the last few meetings. There didn't seem to be any problems. Everything met the standards of the City of Fairhope. So yes.
I wondered out loud about annexing single tax property, but I guess
the single tax is single tax property. They do have to sign off on it.
Uh-huh.
They leave that up to the owner of the lease. I always
say
the owner of the lease because they don't own the property. The single tax owns the property.
Mm-hmm.
But the single tax will have to sign off on it. They never have had a problem with that in the past. They generally leave it up to the owner on whether or not they'd like to annex into the city or not.
Okay. numbers 9 and 10 were the topic of a large topic of my interview yesterday with Jack Burrell about growth, and he mentioned even considering a moratorium because of numbers 9 and 10, a site plan review for a 26-unit project on 0.31 acres just around the corner at Magnolia and Church. That's what happened with that?
Basically, can I borrow that a minute?
Sure.
It's
number 9 and 10.
Yeah, number 9 is the mixed. Both are mixed use. Mixed use being where you have commercial use and livable use in the same unit.
And so for downtown, that's
and
what
for
y'all
downtown,
want.
Downtown, that is required because it's in the central business district, so you do have to have commercial use. However, in number 9, it didn't seem like they were basically given enough commercial use. And it said 26 units, but they did drop it down to 20. There's 20 units, of which 16 units would be residential and 4 units would be commercial. But the 4 units were one of the units were rather small. It's 400 square feet for commercial use, and it didn't seem very viable for a commercial usage in that area. Also, the parking was not acceptable as far as to the council, as far as how they're going to do it. They'd be all out in the street and what have you.
Well, now, wait. This always confuses me. When something is developed downtown or in the central business district, they don't have to provide parking, do they?
In a residential, in a mixed use for residential units, the residential units have to provide one parking space per unit provided for the people.
What about something like this mixed use one that we were just talking about?
Generally, what they'll do is, like in this unit, the parking is provided on the first floor, on the ground floor, underneath the building. Except it was of the parking spots they used, they had 16 single spots, and they had one handicap and they had two compact. And the problem with the compact is there's nothing that can fit into them. Again, the parking was not to me was not accessible for the people, and they would have to go somewhere else to park, which would be out into the streets of Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not acceptable. You need to provide proper parking for the units, for each. I think they need to change it. That's what I think Jack and I were talking about during the meeting last night, is that the ordinances do need to be changed. I don't feel one parking space for a two-bedroom or a 2,000 square foot unit is enough parking for that unit. I think you're going to have two spots per. And, you know, the problem is the only place you're going to be able to put the parking is on the ground floor. And when you take up the ground floor for parking, you don't have enough ground floor for commercial use. And it's becoming a real problem, and it has gotten worse over the years. Jack actually made mention of this about 3 years ago on some of the buildings that were going up, where there was only 50% commercial on the bottom. And that's what they're asking for. And he was saying it's going to get worse and worse, where they're going to want more residential as opposed to commercial, and we only have so much commercial property to utilize. And I think that's coming true with these. Actually, there's a second project that did pass. But it was a little bit different in the fact that there's only 7 units as opposed to 16, and the commercial units were 500, 700, and 1,500 square feet.
And that was also...
And each one of the parking, they had enough parking for each unit with garage parking. Actually, the only problem that we could see in that particular project was that they are backing out into the street from the garage apartments, which could be a minor safety hazard, but there does seem to be enough room... if somebody's walking down and utilizing the sidewalk to see the car coming, mm-hmm. and enough room to see any traffic coming down Magnolia and Church.
So this is, like I said, these were two proposed items at Magnolia and Church, different corners. One a 0.31 acre, the other was a
5.1 acre.
Right. So that one was approved for how many units again?
I believe it's 7 units. It's a 10-unit project, of which 7 units are...
Residential.
3 units are commercial.
So it's going to be another 3-story.
That's correct. That's correct. Again,
we were like 2 stories only? I can't remember what happened with that.
They don't do it on 2 stories. They do it on a height from a particular point on the ground, and they do have height limits. But
That
was changed. And to be honest with you, it's been talked about and worked with so much, I don't know what the particular height is today, but they are able to put a 3-level unit there.
Hmm. Okay. We're speaking with Fairhope City Councilman Kevin Boone in for the mayor this morning. It is now 8:30 and 79 degrees. Perusing that agenda, especially the yellow highlighted ones, what would you like to mention from last night or anything not on the agenda?
This is a good one on the solar panels.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting concept that AMEA... AMEA came up with an idea, and they're doing it through the different cities. And what they're doing is they're putting small solar panels in order to produce electricity from solar power. Foley has one. You may have been able to notice
it.
It's a ground unit, being that it's on the ground, and it's a small patch of solar panels that produce, I don't know how many kilowatt hours, but this one will produce 36,000, I think, kilowatt hours over the course of a year, which will help out with the power for the city of Fairhope. And it's, I guess they're kind of testing different things with this, and my only response was in this particular portion that AMEA is asking for, they're going to put it in the parking lot of the Civic Center in the northeast corner, but it's going to go aerial as opposed to a ground unit so that you are still able to utilize the parking spots. You'll just be parking under a shaded area. So probably they'll be the first ones utilized.
That's
cool. Because
of
the shaded area. And it's a unique concept. This will be the first one that they've done in this fashion. And my only comment was, with the excellent drivers we seem to have in Fairhope, hopefully nobody will hit the stands that are holding up the panels as they're parking their cars.
That's interesting. And AMA is the American Municipality of Electric and something
right.
or other.
It's based out of Montgomery.
Okay.
Jack had to abstain from that vote. Had a little discussion with that with a gentleman today. He thought he abstained from the votes on the two units, 9 and 10, two mixed use projects, and he actually voted on those two but abstained from this vote because he is on the board of the AMEA.
Oh, why?
So it
why
could be construed as a conflict of interest, even though there's no money to be made from it.
And
or
it's
anything,
just
but
a win-win.
Just as a safety precaution.
I see. Why was he wanted to abstain from the development?
No, he did not. It was thought that he did, but he did not. He voted for both those. He voted against one and voted for the other one.
Why would someone think he needed to?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. Just a discussion I had on a text today.
I see. Huh. Okay.
But, back to those solar panels, I think this is a very interesting trying to go green a lot more. And if it does serve its purpose, we may be able to find other spaces in Fairhope or in the areas to help promote this. I was thinking in terms of the new substation we're building at Morphy is 600 feet deep, of which we're only going to utilize about 300 feet of it.
Maybe put another one
and
there.
Put another mm-hmm. some there. Mm-hmm. It might help.
It might. Jack and I also talked about, because of the big, big, big numbers, was the engineering services for our new substations and our engineering infrastructure. But he explained that when you break down the percentage of a project cost versus the engineering cost, this project comes well below the average.
That is correct.
Even though it's like $786,000.
But the project is about $12 million
project.
Right. So the engineering cost, even with the additional, when we moved it, we had to do some redesign, and the redesign is around $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still well below the total amount of the, even with the redesign, is well below general engineering cost for projects. The other item on it is by moving that substation, we did save we also issued the bid for the site work, which came out $72,000, where the original was up to around $500,000.
Wow.
And it's never good. The original was going to be put in a retention pond behind the shopping center, and it's never good, and we're going to have to fill that in and change the design, so that was not a real good idea.
We appreciate y'all being good stewards of our money.
Right.
Thank you. What is going on? I got a notice of the Harbor Board meeting tomorrow, July 14th, 4:30 in the Dealerships Room of City Hall. I'm still on a waiting list and have been for probably a year now for a boat slip because no work is being done at all down there. Can you give us an update?
Now,
it was my understanding, can't find the contractors. Just, due to the hurricane, it's hard to find good help or they want to gouge you.
Well, there's a couple of, we all have a problem with putting bids out to do certain work or the work down at the Harbor Board.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working on that, but it's not just the Harbor Board. We had a question of it We were having trouble with the pier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When we were trying to get that work done. Mm-hmm. It's just very difficult. You know, every facet of labor force around is being affected. I guess it's still a portion of this COVID-19. I really don't know what the factors are. You can listen to the news. And mm-hmm. Everybody's being paid basically to stay home. But Alabama pretty much stopped that last few months. Mm-hmm. But it's still very difficult to get the labor and get the labor forces to do the proper work and get the right people down to do the right job. But it doesn't mean we're going to stop looking and stop, right. Attempting to do this. We are still working on that. And the Harbor Board, actually, the agenda is set up.
Yeah, I was looking to see if there was anything on there about it that could be old business.
It wasn't so much as that. You know, we're still working on trying to work to get a clean marina down.
What does that mean? That's an environmental designation.
It means it's an environmental designation that the government will come down and check it out and make sure everything there is being done in what I call a green form. That may be the wrong term, but basically trying to get back that we're not polluting the mm-hmm. canal and we're not doing anything too polluted or in the future polluted.
Okay.
And in the old days, it was just anything goes, and we're trying real hard to work on that and have done a very good job of cleaning up that area right now. We no longer have a boat. Working where they work on the boats there.
Right.
Now that you are able to call in a private contractor to come in and work on your boat on the site, but you can't. They haven't been able to pull them out lately and do the work at the site uh-huh. from the Fairhope docks themselves. There is no site to do that.
Okay. This is WABF. It is 837, 80 degrees. We're speaking with Fairhope City Council member Kevin Boone in for the mayor this morning. We had a big-time issue really affecting both sides, Mobile and the Eastern Shore, around the bayways. We're going to check in with that real quick, and then we'll wrap up with any final thoughts.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. Let's check in now with Kenny in Coastal Traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police continues to work accidents westbound Government Ramp to I-65 northbound South University at Airport, one with injuries Spring Hill Avenue at Upham Street. There are multiple traffic lights on the blank Dolphin Street near I-65, including Spring Hill at Dolphin, so treat those as four-way stops as officers direct traffic. Also, heavy delays downtown on Water Street has delays I-10 eastbound backed up to Virginia Street trying to exit into the downtown area, and delays I-10 westbound on the Bayway beginning at the Battleship Parkway exit. The Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore is now an authorized Toro lawn equipment dealer. Products designed to make yard cleanup easy with innovative features, and yes, they still rent and sell carts too.
Might be needed to deal with development, and he was citing some issues with ordinances that might need to be redone. Tell us what your thoughts are on that, and did he bring that up at the city council meeting? He said he might.
Actually, Lori, the conversation that you're mentioning, I have not heard about up until you brought it up today. But we have this is always a constant talk in the chambers between the city council and the staff members, because unfortunately, a lot of the rules that we have are not relevant to today's world and need to be changed to make it a lot more understandable and a lot more fair to the developers that do want to come in. In order to do that, we do need to kind of slow down some from time to time and put a moratorium so that we can go over and look at the rules and see what needs to be tweaked and or changed. These two projects we mentioned a few moments ago,
the ones
are a prime example of what we need to do considering mixed use. Mixed use, I think, needs to be strengthened on the fact of what we need more commercial than what people are willing to do in that area. And that those rules need to be tweaked so that when the developers do decide to do a project, they understand that they have to provide this much commercial, this much residential, and with the residential, this much parking. Because these all pose problems on limited space.
Mm-hmm.
When you're only dealing with 0.3 acre or 0.5 acre, it's very limited space on where you can put all these items. So,
but y'all do know it's very posh to live downtown, and the closer the house is to downtown, the higher the price tag. So
now you're
trying to resist residential, but that's what people want.
Well, actually, I'm not so much as trying to resist it as much as I'm trying to make it more equitable for the commercial properties, because that's what the Central Business District is primarily
supposed
about
to be, right?
And if you'd like to live there, I don't have a problem. You have several mixed use developments here in the town
mm-hmm.
that worked out very well.
Okay,
there's no problem. But there's 3 to 4 units down on the bottom and 3 to 4 units up on the top, And he did one level because of the height restrictions, as opposed to 2, 3, 5, or 6. If we didn't have the height restrictions, they'd build 40 stories out there to get it. So,
right.
You know, we have tried to stop that. But any moratorium is not to stop the production or the developments of the city. It's more and less trying to slow things down so that we can get a hold and control over the rules, and to where we can review what's good and what's bad. Because there are, when you look at all the rules and regulations of the city of Fairhope and building, it is rather thick and very complicated. And it would be a lot. It would be very good for the developers and for the staff both to have set rules and set things where both parties understand it. It's not a question of what we do need to do, or can we do this, or is this possible.
The previous administration did this and had a moratorium, and I thought they went through the ordinances with a fine-tooth comb and rewrote what was needed.
Well, they rewrote a few, but not to where I felt, this was my opinion only, but I felt that we didn't get enough changes that we need to have done. And basically the moratorium went on and went on, and I don't think the discussions that would need to be taking place at that time were done. Therefore, the rules didn't get changed in what I thought would have been a better system for the city of Fairhope. So it may come back. You know, we're going to have this. This is not something new, and we're going to have this,
forever.
I'd say, consistent forever, because it's a work in progress on how to make, you know, everything compatible for everybody as much as, when I say everybody, you can't please everybody, but you try to please the majority of folks that this is all okay.
What about a historical commission or designation? I know it's been flirted with before and addressed, and then it stopped. Because
we have a historical committee set up, and they are working on trying to preserve as many historical buildings as we can. This is solely my problem with it, is when you start dealing with somebody's personal property and telling them how they can and can't spend their money on a building that they own on their property. It's kind of like somebody telling me, when they've got no skin in the game, how to spend my money. And I'm not, unless you can come up with a better system than that, I'm not really.
Right.
And I hate losing these historical buildings. I do, and they have tried it. But in every case, it takes, because of the rules of preserving historical buildings, you take a lot more money to preserve it and put it back to the codes than you would if you just tore it down and built a new one. And it's unfortunate, but that is the real world. And but some people don't mind. For instance, the bank, some of the banks in town have restored old buildings because the FDIC require that.
Okay.
If you're going to be FDIC regulated through the government and you want to use a historic building, you have to put it back. And they have spent a tremendous amount of money in order to do that, where it would probably been cheaper for the bank to tear it down, but they chose not to do that. And I applaud that. I do. But that's... The owners are wanting to do that. They have acceptance to these rules, and they don't have a problem doing this. And I have no problem when the owners want to do it. When the owners do not want to spend that extra money, and they're the only ones that are going to have to spend it to do work on their own private property, that's open for discussion.
It's even as specific as the paint color in
absolutely
some cases.
Window style, everything.
I remember this argument from several years back.
And it's a complicated issue, because nobody wants to lose their historic value of the community. But unfortunately, you know, one of the bigger problems is, tell me what historic is. Is 300 years old historic, or is 3,000 years historic? And I was reminded of a story where I walked into an establishment in Scotland and remarked on the fact that this was an old building. And the proprietor looked at me and said, "Son, do you know when Christopher Columbus discovered America?" And I said, 1492. And he said, "Well, it was an old building then."
Oh, wow.
So I would call that historic.
That puts it in perspective,
doesn't it? Wow.
So,
you know, there's discussions on what is historical, what isn't, and this type of thing. And it's going to be a lively discussion, to say the least, when this does come to pass.
Okay. What else would you like to mention, Kevin, that I haven't thought to ask?
Actually, I keep wanting to remind the citizens of Fairhope that the streets of Fairhope are being torn up. I think I mentioned this last time, and there are a lot of detours. It's just, I appreciate everybody's patience with the fact that we are improving all the utilities in the city, and it's going to be for the betterment in the future. And all of your patience levels need to be heightened just a little bit in order to wait these problems out.
Be sure and remind me of that when that project is right here.
It's going to be right in your front door.
It sure is. I know it. All right. Sure. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Fairhope City Councilman Kevin Boone, always reasonable and logical, and we appreciate